Continue. In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, this is letter number 5438, Baruch Hashem, the 9th of Iyar, Tav Shin Zayin, Brooklyn, Baruchah v'Shalom. And this is a woman writing to the Rebbe, but she was writing about her friend's mother. And the friend's mother, I guess, needed to be well or whatever. She needed a blessing. And she said, if she gets better, then she's going to give to charity. So she made a condition, she says. So the Rebbe says to her that you should explain to the mother of that woman that with Hashem, you don't deal in such a kind of a order. In other words, you don't first put down conditions, and you say that if that thing is going to take place, then you're going to give tzedakah. A yid does it in the opposite order. First you give tzedakah, and then you ask by the blessed Hashem, not as a condition, but as a request, that since He blessed is the essence of good, He should fulfill the hearty requests, the good hearty requests. And so you have to ask Hashem, not condition with Hashem. And when you have the strong trust in this, then you can actually see also with your eyes of flesh, literally, and very soon. So the Rebbe says, tell her to first do the mitzvah, first give tzedakah, and then pray to Hashem, ask Hashem, and trust Hashem that He will fulfill the request. And the Rebbe says, I'm hopeful that you will find the fitting words to explain to her the above mentioned. And the Rebbe blesses to have good news in the name of the Rebbe by the secretary. So when by tzedakah, actually we have sometimes an allowance. You're allowed to give tzedakah. I mean, the Rebbe doesn't mention it here, but that's not the usual order. A person should give and then hope, and he will see, and with trust in Hashem, he will merit to see that the requests are being fulfilled, actually, literally. And the Rebbe is hoping that she would find, this woman who wrote to the Rebbe about her friend's mother, will find the words, proper words, to explain to her this idea.